Good evening. I hope everybody's ready beyond the cheesecakes. Getting ready for the Kim Kabbalah Satoya. Yeah, Shimshon von Hirsch writes in the Sefer in Chayiv writes that it's not by coincidence that all the other Yomim Tovim we've got specific mitzvahs. All the Yomim Tovim we've got specific mitzvahs. Sukkah's got Dalet Minim and Sukkah. Pesach has got Achilas Matzah. All the Yom Tovim besides Shavuos, which nowadays we're left without any mitzvahs. Any specific mitzvah that is nowadays. That's right. So whilst it's true that really the time mitzvahs apply at any time, in any place, really, but there is still something very special that Shimshon von Hirsch, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't see it this year. He said that we shouldn't just naturally, if there's a specific mitzvah, everything seems to be going towards that mitzvah. We naturally then tend to focus and concentrate on that particular mitzvah. Think about Pesach, how we drive towards the Achilas Matzah. Think about Sukkot, how we drive towards Dalet Minim. Think about Chanukah. So he says that it's on Pesach it would be wrong because we want to see the all encompassing Torah, Taik Mitzvah. We want to be focusing on everything, and it's not just certain areas and certain aspects. We're thinking about Kabbalah Satoira as a whole. We're thinking about Matan Torah as an entire, it's an entirety. And therefore, it has to be that there is no additional mitzvahs. I think it's a very interesting thought. Okay, we're going to be learning tonight, we're going to be starting the very, very fascinating and extremely relevant halachas of Birkas Anasim al Nisim, which is the brachas which are said to be said when a person is an ace. There is, within that, few categories. What happens if a nes happened to Klal Yisrael? You go where the Kiyas Yam Suf took place. So you go where some of the, that's one area of halacha. Then there's other areas of halacha of a nes happened to yourself. Then what happens if a nes happened to your father, to your grandfather, to your Rebbe? All those really deserve a bracha. We have to decide and define exactly what is a nes. If you go through the, you walk through a red traffic light and it was red and nothing happened to you, is that a nes or not? Will you make a bracha after this whenever you go through that particular place? Well, I suppose it depends which country. It's hard to actually define, and we're going to have to define later on, very helpful Mishnah Berurah and Biralach, is how you actually define a nes. Which is actually a challenge. It's actually a challenge. What's a nes that after you're going to make a bracha there? It's interesting though, just maybe as an introduction, my father-in-law, I don't know if anybody knows about the rescue from Denmark. I don't know if you heard about this. It's quite an unbelievable incident that we spoke once about it. That there was in Denmark, there was a Yiddish Kehillah, a very, very strong Yiddish Kehillah. Does anybody know anything about the Danish Kehillah? And during the war... Pardon? Was from there, that's right, yeah. It's very, very interesting. So my father-in-law also, and what happened was that he, during the war, the Kehillah was a very strong Kehillah. They were before the invasion of the Germans in Yimach Shemam. They heard through the ambassador, a goy, it's Mitzadiki Umis HaOlam, they heard that the German invasion was close. And the Danish then spread the news that the Germans are going to come and invade, and automatically this obviously is going to cause the decisive deportation of the Eden, and they knew about it. And then it was on Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah, they found out about this. They were Mechalal Yom Tov. They knew they had 24 hours to leave the place, to pack their bags. And so they did. The entire Kehillah, Anoshim, Noshim, V'taf, excluding literally a handful, they all then packed their few belongings, and they went with Fisher boats. They went, I think it was either 42 or 43, 1942, 1943. If I'm not mistaken, the entire Kehillah, they hid in Fisher boat, and they escaped to the nearby Sweden, in which they successfully, nobody died. They successfully crossed, it's not so far, from Denmark, from Copenhagen till Malmö, I believe it was. They went to Fisher, it was not in the night, they went it was an incredible, incredible story. They all went to Sweden where they stayed, and they remained for the rest for the remains of the war till 1946, 47. They all went back to Denmark safely. And the couple, the few that remained, and it was all thanks to the ambassador, he actually leaked out the information prior to the invasion. And because of that, they all survived. Literally every single person survived. They all went and fished. They had to pay them a fortune, but the fishermen, they were happy to help. It's quite unbelievable. It's quite an unbelievable story. I heard it from my Ashwet. The reason why I'm saying this is because my Ashwet actually remembers it. He remembers it. Father remembers it. He was a tiny, tiny child. He was maybe 4 years old or maybe 3, 4 years old. But he's got clear memories of it. Pretty much, he's got memories of it. And it happens very frequently that he talks about it. He talks about it. It doesn't happen. I mean, whenever I speak to him, but he speaks about it. And it's natural that a person who goes through a nace, this was a genuine nace, no doubt about it. If a person should go to that place, I think that pretty much is entitled to make a bracha. It was an nace, I believe. I think so. I think it's true too. We're going to see later if it's mamash, according to all the opinions, we can call it that nace. But it's something that happens. If something like that happens to a person, he's never going to forget it. He brings a person really close to the Rebbeinu Shloim. It connects. He makes a certain connection. If this happened to me, must be this. This happened to me for a reason. And whoever really survived a real, genuine ace, he makes a certain connection to Rebbeinu Shloim. It comes with no surprise, therefore, that Chachamim masakan a brocha. It comes with no surprise. Chachamim, this is a new area of halacha. It's beyond the birkas hananin, really. It's beyond the brocha on food, beyond the brocha on smells. It's a brocha that it brings, it's a birkas hashvach, really, that you praise the Ribbono Shel Olam for something very, very special that happened. We're going to see other of those birkas brachas on this special brachas, but birkas and anasim and anisim is certainly the first and foremost, which is just the understanding and the acknowledgement that Ribbono Shel Olam bring about a very special occurrence for a very specific reason. Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch says over in Sif Aleph. Haroei Makoim, Sif Aleph. Somebody who sees Haroei Makoim, a person who sees a place Shenasu Bonisim Israel. That the nays happened to Klal Yisrael. Nays happened to Klal Yisrael. Kegoin, such as Ma'abois Hayom, who the Eden left with the passage in the Yom, in the water, where, in other words, Kiras Yamsuf. Ma'abois Hayaden, where they crossed the Yarden, where the Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden. Please note, this is the entire Klal Yisrael, it's not just individuals. Not just a part of Klal Yisrael, it's not just a few mishpachos or shevet, it's the entire nation. Humabois nachle Arnoin, Mamre nachle Arnoin is explained in Shas. We're going to see what the Mishnah book says exactly what it was. Ma'avnei El Gobish Shel Beis Choyron. We're going to see what the Mishnah book says exactly says what they were. The Even and the stone Shebikish Oig, the stone that Oig attempted Lizoik to throw Klal Yisrael was Oig. The huge giant oik who attempted to throw the stone on Klal Yisrael. If you end up being there, you make a bracha. The even stone Shiyoshav le Moshe, the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on base during Melchemes Amalek, during the war with Amalek, there was a stone where Moshe Rabbeinu sat, and miraculously they managed to get a victory over Amalek. V'chaymas Yerichoi, the famous war of Yerichoi, which obviously also a great miracle happened there. Mevorech, and all those, if you're in any of those places, Mevorech, you make a bracha. Sha'ol Senisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'ol Senisim, who made miracles, La'avoseinu, to our forefathers, Ba'amokoyim, Hazeh, in this place, which is the bracha that has to be said in this place. Ben bracha, Zu, whether this bracha, uvein, and whether shab, birkas, hariyah, and other brachas, which you're doing on seeing something, hara'im, these are kesha brachas, they're like any other brachas, v'kulam, and all of them, be'askosh, and malchus, you can say the name of Hashem. Birkas, hariyah. The Shulchan Aruch said that birkas, hariyah, which means that you have to see the place to make a bracha. So if you just know about a place, you don't make a bracha. You have to actually see the place to make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Kigun Ma'abos Hayam. Mokim She'ofru Yisrael B'yam Uvi Abosha. This is Kiras Yamsuf. If you are there, if you are in Yam Suf, where the Kiryas Yam Suf took place, you're going to make a bracha. Ma'apos ha'yaden, mokim she'ovu Yisrael be'yaden, the place where Ketal Yisrael crossed the Yaden, Becharova, Pimei Yeshua and the days of Yeshua. So whether you are in Yam Suf or in Yaden, you're going to make this bracha because great Nisim took place. Sif Kotten Gim, Ma'apos Nachle Arnon. What is that exactly? Ma'apos Nachle Arnon. So Shmuel explains, Mefurish Mishal, explains in the Gemara, Shoi Shnei Horim, there was two mountains, Ve'emek and a valley, Beinayim between them, two mountains and a valley in between. Shoi Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael needed, Tzrichin, La'avoy Derech Osa Emek, he needed to cross that valley between two mountains. Ve'nechbu, Ha'emoyrim, and the Emoyrim, they hid, Be'morois, in the caves, She'osu behorim, which the caves will show on the sides of those mountains, Betzite Emek, on the sides of this valley, kedei in order she'yiplu aleim pisoim, that in order that they should jump on the Eden, pisoim suddenly, be'ovon be'emek, when the Eden crossed this valley, v'nasenes, and a miracle happened, she'nit b'ku ehorim, zebeze, that these two mountains, they started suddenly sticking to each other. Be'avoy aroin bris Hashem aleim, v'negu kulom shom. What happened was that as Klal Yisrael went past these two mountains, suddenly a nace happened that the Emorim were unable to jump out of the cave. Something it was sticking them together. He and were able to just go through with the source of the Oren, which they're holding, and hence, because of this sticking together phenomena which took place with the mountains, the Yidin were able to go through. But the caves were saved because the Emorim were unable to jump out of the caves. And they were safe, the Eden was safe and sound. This was an incredible nace. And a person who goes in that particular place he's obviously going to make the Bokhash and Asin Nisim Avoseinu. Please note again, these are all Nisim that happened to the entire Klal Yisrael. Yeah, so you're pointing out that these Nisim so far are all Shuloi Kederech HaTeva. So therefore, what are you saying? So he's saying that anything that happened, which is naturally explainable, you won't make a bracha. Okay, we'll speak more about that. Very, very, that's true what you're saying. This will be defined later. This is going to be in Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan. This will be in Sif Tes and Shulchan Aruch, page 268. That will be discussed. Beis Choyroin, Shal Beis Choyroin, Sheyushlechu min Hashemayim ala Umoy, Shelchemu im Yeshua, Kedeksiv Bikro. It's another nace that took place. And then Evan Shebikesh, that is the Oik, who could have furished by Goda, Shaokar Har Baslos the Parsana. Oik was a pretty strong individual, he was able to okahar. He uprooted a mountain. Fancy that! And Baslosa Pass, a mountain which is three pass big, quite good. Kedela piloi, in order to throw it Ali Yisrael on the Eden. So Oik got angry and he wanted to throw this huge mountain which had uprooted on Klal Yisrael. Venasenes, and a nace happened. Shelo yochol apil, and suddenly he lost strength and vigor. And he was unable to throw that stone onto the Eden. Baruch Hashem for that. It would have been quite uncomfortable. So, Ayin Shem B'Borchas, Nundal Adamud Beis, Ayin Bevir Alocha. So it's again that Oik, Melech HaBoshani, wanted to throw this mountain which had uprooted on Klal Yisrael. He suddenly lost strength and he wasn't able to throw it on the Eden. Again, a nace that if you're in that particular place, you're going to make that bracha. Yeah. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, which is a very good point. Absolutely, sounds very interesting.
Is it written in the Man of the Neteva though that he wasn't able to throw a mountain? Surely most people aren't able to throw a mountain.
Yeah, but for Oik, who was a physical person who existed, according to his natural koiches, it would have been possible for him to throw that stone. So whilst it's true to say that Oik was a little bit kshelo kedei chateva, but since once he existed, this was natural for him. But I do remember seeing lately. I remember seeing last week somebody does point out what you're saying. What is I saw in the Achronim, somebody discussing a bit what you're saying. But yeah, but it's very interesting. What your point is very interesting. Rabbi Herskin's point is that we do find in Mefashim sometimes discussing the Agada element. But he was saying that it's mamash taken as a poshup shat, and it's taken very much a halacha. It's a very very valid point. Yeah, absolutely. That's explained in the Mefurash. It's explicit Mefurash in the pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. The wall of Yericho collapsed. Everything was absorbed and swallowed up. Swallowed up because the Yericho was everything was swallowed up, as explained in Mefurash in the pasuk, and that's also an ace. Never seen a wall which gets swallowed up and nothing was left of it. So Mevorich Shasanisim, Moshe Nebu explains, they've gotten Zion in the name of the Maglavom. Because the Maglavom, Lichoyre Mashma, Tadavka Hanoch, Vechidoyme. Now, he says as follows. It's a fascinating point here. Now, let's see if we can get to the bottom of this Mishnah Bura. Maglavom says, it seems that Tadavka those, Vechidoyme and similar, Shenika Hanes Mitoy Chamokim. I'm going to translate this as Shenika Hanes, that the miracle was recognizable mitoich from Hamokim, from the place. Peresh, meaning, when you go and you see Yamsuf, we remember Shamaim Elu, that these very waters, Nechzul Igzorim, was cut into two. V'chenin similarly, b'yadein, when you go to the Yadin, Hoyonais b'mayim kufa, the water itself was the nais. Because the pasuk is explained. V'chein avnei el gobish, yoidim onu, you see the actual item, not just the place. Not just the place. But you're seeing the item which triggers thought in you of the nes. Avol, but belavochi, not if it's not like that, keep going. If you just go to Yerushalayim HaKodesh, there was nesim happen in the times of Sancheriv. If you go to Yerushalayim, plenty of nesim happen in Yerushalayim. Such as Sancheriv, Shiot Malach Hashem, Ve'emis Kol HaMachne. It was all incident of Sancheriv, that the Malach Hashem came, and the entire camp was killed through the Malach. So this was also a nes which took place and happened and occurred in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. But you're not going to make a brach in Yerushalayim because it's not there. It's just a nes which happened in Yerushalayim. But you don't have an item which triggers that thought. You don't have an item which triggers that remembrance. As opposed to when you go to the place where Kiryas Yamsuf, so you've got the water. It's not just a place. You've got something there which reminds you of Kiryas Yamsuf. When you go to the Yarden, again, you've got the water, which that itself was the water where the nes took place. When you go to, when you see the stone, which Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, where the Melchama took place with Amalek, you see the stone. So these are all items beyond the place, which triggers that thought, and therefore only then you can make a bracha. That's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. Yeah.
What about the
Kosel? What nace happened there?
That wasn't destroyed yet.
The nissim of the basin. You're saying two things. Slowly. The first point that Moshe says is that the actual wall, the chayma of the Kosel is not destroyed. Now all the rest, the walls, all the other walls of the Beis HaMikdash were completely made into, well, mamash wiped, completely destroyed, burnt down. But the Kosel HaMaravi is not it. So Moshe wants to say that tenes, the Chayush should make a bracha on the Kosel, point number one. Second question that Moshe asks is that we find that there was ten nisim, Mishnah Ovah says, ten nisim happened on a day-to-day basis in the Beis HaMikdash. Asor nisim took place in the Beis HaMikdash. We say it in Ovah, which perik in Ovah? You're the obvious expert. Where's Gabi? You're the obvious expert. Yeah. It says the Mishnah of Tenisim that took place. Chamisha? Chamishi. So where is Nisim that the woman never was Mapil and there was no Zvuv and there was no, and the Eish. You know all the Nisim? Yeah, can't you know the Mishnah? So, yeah, exactly. So all the Nisim. So he said that the fact that you see the Kosel that should trigger that thought of the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. So any answer to the two questions asked by Bocha Choshev, Moshe Feingold? Any answers? No sim in the coast itself. He said, why is it different than the water of Kiyas Yamsuf? You see, the nais took place with the actual water, as opposed to, right, all of those. Interesting points. Who will agree? Chaim Tzvi's point is that you don't actually see. You don't actually see all you see is the koisel, that you don't see the mizbeach or the it's not actually something which he's addressing the second point.
First point,
yeah. It's not yeah, I think that's definitely true. I think that as far as that is concerned, the first question was, what was the first question again? So that's something which we're going to have to see if tests. I don't know if that's Kedai HaTeva or not. I don't know if it's Mimine Ga'olam. The first question, keep it for Sif Tes. Okay, and we'll see then if it's answered or not. I believe it is answered. Keep that for Sif Tes. Second question, yeah.
Are we not only talking about Nisim of Hatzolah? Because I don't know if that's the case, but it sounds like not every Nais was a Nais of Hatzolah, and we're not mentioning any Nisim here except for those that were when Kolishah and Nitzol in some way.
That's a very good point. I didn't actually see this, but it sounds like a very valid point. I didn't actually see this. The examples brought down over here are all... Well...
Because we're saying where Kolishol crossed the Yamsa, but not where they crossed Yericho. I don't know where they crossed the Yarden, because there was no Hatzolah when they crossed the Yarden. It was just the water split.
Yeah.
Did you say the Yarden as well, then?
Sorry?
Did you even get the Yarden as well?
The Yarden?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mavois, Yarden. Chomes Yerichoi also, is that a Neis Hatzola?
It was still a
Milchoma. It was a Milchoma. Neis Hatzola. It's a very interesting point. I do not know the answer. Very, very interesting. We'll have to look into that. We have to be near to look into that, see what it's very interesting. Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Sounds very interesting point. Yeah. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes says that Baskoshim Malchus, you say the name of Hashem, Bechen Tzorich Loi Manami, Ato Velekeinu Kmo Bishab Bochus Gmuras, it's a completely regular Boche. You say Boch, Ato Hashem Velekeinu Melech Olam, She'oso Nisim, I must point out the Bialochen Dibur Maschir Bamokim Hazeh, which he adds over here, the Aloche V'nira Den Yochel Levoreich, you cannot make the Boche Rak, only calls man Shiro'eu Lamokim, you can only make the Boche when you see the actual place. Avalim Ovar Kva, if you pass in the place, if you don't see the place anymore, you've lost your Boche. So say, for instance, you see the place where Yamsuf, where the Kiyas Yamsuf was, and then 2 minutes later you say, oh, I totally forgot. And you've driven past it already, and then you can't make the bracha anymore. It's a Birkas HaRe'iyah, meaning you can only make the bracha whilst you actually see the place. Once you've passed it, you cannot make the bracha. And one additional point which is brought down in the Achronim is that you probably have to see the entire place. So for Kiyas Yamsuf, Aloch Lamais, you probably can't, because we don't know exactly where it was. So if you know roughly where it was, that's not good enough. You need to see the place where Kiyas Yamsuf happened. If you are guessing, you won't be able to make the bracha. If you, yeah.
What about the Yarden? We know pretty much.
Yeah, we know pretty much. So pretty much, yeah. So if you are by a plane, that's what the police can say. If you are on a plane, they say you could make the bracha. That's what they say. They also say that if you actually cross Yamsuf, they say there is, apparently, by a plane, I never did fly over Egypt into itself through Egypt route. I never actually took that route. But apparently there is, at times you could actually see, pretty much, it's pretty safe to assume that you see where Kiyas Yamsuf happened. I don't exactly know where. But if you do fly over the entire area and you could see you could make a bacham. So if you're sure that that includes also the place where Kiryas Yam Suf was. Yeah. For me or for my fathers? Absolutely, that will be a lot discussed later. You understand, right? But Tanura is quoting the Shulchan Aruch later. To recap, what we, yeah.
You said, I think you see the whole area,
yeah,
of the Yam Suf. What happens if you see part of the area?
So they say, so the Poskim say, so the Poskim say you won't be able to make a bracha. Poskim say you won't be able to make a bracha. To summarize what we covered tonight, we started learning Hilchos Brachos Shenasim Hanasim Al Nisim. Shulchan Aruch says that it's based on a Mishnah in Brachos, as you're saying, that a person who sees a place that Nisim happened to Klal Yisrael, such as Kiryas Yam Suf, Nachle Arnon, Evan, where Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, Chomez Yericho, you make a bracha, Shosu Nisim, Lavosinu, Makamazem, Mishnah Bo says you make an entire bracha with name of Hashem. We learned that this is only if you see not just the place, but also something that is related to the actual nes. And we also discussed the bi'alocha, that you have to actually see the place whilst you make the bracha. If you missed it, you will not be able to make the bracha. I wish you all a very, very good yontif. And Yom Kabbalah Zatoyre, I wish you all be zoiche to get Goyse Shefa on these very, very special days of Kabbalah Zatoyre.